Yeah, I told the guys, I thought the first week went well. What we wanted to get done, technique-wise, effort-wise, we're seeing that in practice. We're adding a little bit, schemes obviously in there, but we're adding strategy and some other things now that will come into this next week as we get into the scrimmage. But overall, I thought the guys attacked it really well. And I think the preparation part of it in the classroom, leading onto the field, the carryover has been better, which is a big part of it too. When you leave the classroom to come to the field, hey, are we actually thinking about what we just did in that meeting and bringing it out here? And we've all seen that as coaches. So we feel good about it, and we still got a ways to go. There's a lot of little pieces in there still missing. We're moving some guys around, giving some opportunities. Obviously, new faces that are out there, and so still a work in progress right now. But they've done well the first week.
It'd be hard enough to, you know, lose the O-line coach right before you start, but you look at that position, so many guys leave, so many guys hurt. It's just kind of a hodgepodge in there with so many different guys. What's that challenge like at the O-line, and what have you seen from that group so far, you know, with different coaches and stuff?
Yeah, well, it's a challenge. You have four guys out that have played, and you got some new faces in there, some redshirt guys that are getting some more reps, which I don't ever think that's a bad thing. I think getting those guys opportunities and the older guys that have played, coaching them up, they're injured, they're not out there. You'd love to have them out there. But they've done a great job of accepting their role now and being coaches on the field, helping these guys out. Coach Bedell will be coming in here Sunday night. He's hitting the ground running on Monday. And he's been in our schemes before. That's one of the things that I feel comfortable with. And like I said before, he's got a great mentality.
We're coaching.
And,
he's
going to come in here and get going with these guys. And Coach Ross, Coach Potter, those guys have done a tremendous job. Those are very good coaches that we have in our staff right now. And so I don't feel like we've missed a whole lot when it comes to the install, when it comes to techniques, when it comes to how we want the O-line to play. They've done a really, really good job, and proud of those guys for stepping up, and now we got to take that next step when Coach Bedell gets here.
Coach Huff really talked about Ezra Cleveland a lot before he left, and with like two or three plays in a row there, he sprung some really big plays. What have you seen from him, and what's the potential for a guy like Ezra?
Well, Ezra's got size. Ezra's smart. Ezra's athletic, so naturally you see the potential that he has. And the reps he's taken, he's shown some really good things, along with the other new faces out there too, Dante Harrington and so on, Austin Dixon. There's a lot of guys that redshirted last season that we've seen develop in the weight room and now onto the field, and Ezra's certainly one of them. He's done a really good job. I think his consistency for being a young guy has been there each practice. That's where you're seeing him start to develop, is now each practice he's putting together, all right, what he learned from the previous ones, and he's doing those consistently. And then whatever's new, there's a new mistake out there at some point, but we know that, and he's able to go back, learn from it, and then hopefully we'll see where he's at on Monday.
What's impressed you most about Sonatane out there? And you know, his he came off the mission, and then he played right away for you guys. Now he's obviously competing to start.
Yeah, Louis's a guy. You know, he came in here. I remember when he came up on an unofficial, and he wanted to come here and play. We felt like he could be a guy that could contribute. You know, if we could get him in shape, kind of get him back, you know, from his mission and all that, and get him going. I mean, here's a big old guy now that is physical, showed that on tape in high school, and then obviously just his personality. You know, he works really hard. I think that's just in his nature. That's who he is. And so you saw that really show up last season, getting out on the field. Now he's in a position, he's got experience, he's bigger, he's stronger. He's able to do some more things for us and really understand what we're trying to accomplish at that position. So to me, through these practices, what we do in the summer, and as he gets into fall camp, he's a guy that can really be, in our opinion, a great player at that nose position.
How do you feel about the depth at those, you know, that and that three technique? Obviously, you moved Chase City's playing defensive end, and you know, you got Weaver, I think, he's playing stud a bit. Do you feel good about the depth there? Or?
Never feel good about the depth, you know, on the O-line and D-line ever, you know, until we actually get into the season and we've got everybody healthy. You look at last season and those positions in particular, we've got to be three deep. We've got to be three deep with guys that can all play. And that's something that we're looking for. Now we're moving some guys around, and the Curtis Weaver might be playing a stud. Well, he might be playing a five at some point as well. And so I think that's the one thing that Avalos has done. He's put some variety in there. You can move some guys around. And just like on offense, you move guys position-wise, you can do it on defense as well, you know, to get our best guys out there. So they're starting at a position. They're working at a position. They're going to learn some other positions where they can come in and maybe have a package. But depth-wise, not yet. You know, not until we get a chance to get some of the new guys here mm-hmm. in the summer, see where they fit in, what is our depth. Because yeah, O-line and D-line, you got to make sure, especially on the D-line, that's where you want to have your guys that you can rotate in there and actually get better in that rotation, all right, because they're fresh, and keep that whole thing going.
Just thoughts on linebacker now, obviously with Martirano leaving the program, yep. where that leaves you guys at that linebacker spot.
Yeah, you know, Joey did a great job for us. Joey was fantastic the entire time here. Joey had to make a decision. Does that put us in a situation now where depth becomes a factor? Absolutely. So now these young guys, Braden Boyd coming in, we're going to have to find out where he's at. Now, he'll be here a little bit earlier in the summer than the other guys, so that's a part of it. There's a factor in there. But there's a plan. There's always a plan. Whether a guy leaves because of baseball or there's an injury that doesn't allow a guy to play, you have to have a plan. You have to have guys at those positions to come in here and be able to play and have some depth. And we have that. We're just going to have to get these guys caught up a little bit faster. We'll probably be younger. And then guys like Tyson, guys like Blake Wicklock out there, Leighton Vander Esch, those guys step up. They'll be ready to play. They've proven themselves out there. They can play the game. They're getting better. Those other guys are still young. You know, Tyson's still a young guy. That's going to improve. So we just got to wait until these other guys get here. We'll be okay depth-wise when it's all said and done.
Looked like Tyson was out there running with the ones for, you know, today, at least mm-hmm. part I saw. How much did the experience he got last year coming in help him, and how yeah. ready is he for a big role this year?
Well, it helped him a lot. You know, he came in here early, had that knee injury, and then we were able to rehab him. I think that was a big factor, too, just knowledge, listening to Coach Avalos, coach other guys, even though he's not doing it. So now you've got another year, and he's going to be stronger, he's going to be faster. The one thing about Tyson, he's got great instincts. That's one of the things that, you know, at any position, you can't really coach that. You know, he's just got a natural ability to play that position. And to me, that's one of those, much like a quarterback, there's so much feel to it when you're playing linebacker, and he's certainly got that. So speed, strength, size, that's really what he's working on now, because when he gets out there, besides new schemes and maybe a new way of doing things, he's a really fast learner. And so that's why he's out there running with those guys. He's going to bring that experience from last season, knowing what he's going to see this year, mostly against the common opponents. And then that's going to help him move forward and be a better player than he was last season.
Do you expect Joel to do the kicking and the punting, or would you prefer he only does one? I know there's a JUCO punter you guys are bringing in. How do you kind of look at those two spots?
Yeah, you know what? I really, really don't care if he does both or not. Okay. You know, we want to have our best guy out there. If he's the best guy, he certainly can do it. You know, we got some more depth. We have a few other kickers out here right now, but he can do both. And to me, if he can, more power to him. He's shown that. You know, he's done a really good job in our field goal prep. He's done a really good job in punting. You know, if we could specialize that, I think everybody thinks that way, but not necessarily. You know, he can do both, and we'll see where we're at as we get into fall camp, because it'll change mm-hmm. leading up to that. You know, what we do as we get into the season.
Is kicking the one, though, where he's more, I mean, that's his, would be his main one, right?
Or, you know what? Both, really. He could punt. Now, that's one of the things. Last year, we had Rossi here, and so we're working on some of the punt drills and all that. You put Joel out there, and he's booming it.
Mm-hmm. He hits him today.
So you're sitting there kind of like, all right, this guy can punt. And then we get into our field goal unit, and we're working those things here the last few days. And we got the team out there. You know, he wants the pressure. He wants to have that on him. And he's responding. So to me, right now, he's really capable of doing both.
Saw that you and Zach visited Raythan's wife, you know, yep. at the hospital and stuff. Just your thoughts on what that situation, you know, and obviously, you know, Raythan's dealing with trying to get acclimated here too at the same time.
Well, I'd say this first: our thoughts are with Kizzy and Raythan and her family. They're here with her, you know, today. The team is aware of it, and those guys are helping Raythan. They got his back, and so. To me, it's been pretty special from that standpoint. But yeah, we got to go visit her. You know, obviously when she came up here on the visit with him, she's a fantastic person. She's going through, you know, some tough things right now, but she's got a lot of people over here that are supporting her. And Raythan's done a fantastic job. He really has. He's going through a difficult time. He comes over here. He focuses on football. He focuses on his classwork, and he goes and spends time with Kizzy in the hospital.